here's a story from The World.
Intrigue and inspiration, two words to describe the journey of violinist Yevgeny Kutik, the one he's been on since he was a kid.
I don't have many memories of the place I was born. We left as refugees when I was 4 years old in 1989, searching for a better life.
The Kutik family left Russia in 1990, when it was still the Soviet Union, and came to the U.S. They were each allowed to bring only two suitcases. Yevgeny's mother, also a violinist, filled one of hers with sheet music. And that's where Yevgeny picks up the story. Hi, Yevgeny. What did that suitcase come to represent for you?
The suitcase kind of became a physical embodiment for me of the journey itself. And as the years have gone by, the scores themselves have just become more and more to represent, you know, family tradition. My home, my old home, my new home is just all contained in all these sheets of paper.
I mean, your family was one of many, many Jewish families from the Soviet Union that were basically allowed to leave. How is that all tied in with music?
Yeah, millions of us went on a very similar journey. You know, everybody had their own path. Ours went through Europe. We stayed in near Rome for about 6 months, essentially just stateless refugees, waiting for an invitation from someone who would host us. We wound up in Western Massachusetts. I was about 5 and a half. I started playing the violin almost immediately. The way I kind of personally learned about my past happened to be through music, because the more I got into playing the violin and expanding my career, the more I started to learn about culture and what I left behind through art.
Mm. And some of that music was in the charts that your mother brought over. Your mom believed this music was part of your family's history. And since then, you've recorded some of this music. I spotted in one of your videos a music chart, and the first page reads, "Pieces by Old Composers." Now, some of these composers will have heard of Prokofiev, Stravinsky. Others not so familiar. Andrei Eshpai, Georgi Sviridov. Who are they, and what role did they play in your family's musical world?
So, yeah, the olden composers. I mean, a lot of them were books that my mom, either herself as a violinist, taught or studied. And they were a compilation of composers who might have been, quote unquote, popular back in her day in the Soviet Union. But, you know, I had never heard of Eshpai. I had never, you know, heard very little about Rubinstein, nothing about Sviridov. I think it's more, and, you know, then there are also things in there by Beethoven and Debussy. And so it's, you know, it's not all just rarities. It's like a glimpse into what violinists were playing at that time in Russia, what was being taught to students on a daily basis in Russia, and what was considered like cool violin music at the time. So, you know, there's quite a lot to unpack in this stuff.
It is beautiful music, and in your hands, I have to say, even more so. In a way, Yevgeny, your life so far culminates tomorrow night in this five-episode recital series based on the album Music from the Suitcase. We're in a pandemic, which must have prompted the virtual concert, but it's really more than a concert, isn't it? Talk about presenting your music and story this way.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, this very much would not have happened had it not been for the pandemic. All my concerts and foreseeable plans just collapsed within a week. And so I spent a lot of time, you know, I called them the quiet months of quarantine. I spent a lot of time figuring out what am I doing, what's next, and reflecting a lot. And, you know, I picked up ever since making the Suitcase album in 2014, my mind keeps circling around the same things, like family, tradition, memory, home, like what is home? I'm kind of obsessive about that. And so I came up with like five essentially different themes for five different episodes. And, you know, the actual root of anti-Semitism in the USSR, why we had to leave. And then most people don't actually know really what it's like to begin again. And then I reflect upon what I've been doing myself, you know, ever since that time. So I, you know, the pandemic helped me put some stuff into words and music, I guess.
The recital series, Finding Home, Music from the Suitcase in Concert, that begins tomorrow on Yevgeny Kutik's Facebook page and YouTube channel. Yevgeny Kutik, it's great meeting you. Thank you very much. We'll be watching.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.